This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson hit a fork in the road last month when Mac Miller died, and his death was the tipping point that ultimately led to their split. Ariana's been in a dark place following her ex-boyfriend's fatal overdose. She didn't blame herself. She feels she did everything she could to get him sober, but it left her an emotional wreck. And I guess Pete was a real big help. Not. After Kanye West's bizarre sit-down with President Trump, the rapper and his wife Kim Kardashian have cozied up to another head of state. They met with the president of Uganda, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, who's declared his love for Trump. Museveni said they held fruitful discussions, revealing that West gave him a pair of white Yeezy sneakers. Nope, you can't make this shit up. Selena Gomez is getting the help she needs. A source said, quote, "Selena has dealt with depression for a while, and the people around her have always kept an eye on how she feels, even more so since her kidney transplant. She wasn't feeling well and went to the hospital. It was decided that Selena would seek treatment at a mental health facility," unquote. Hope you can get back to you, Selena. The Conners had a solid series premiere on Tuesday, topping The Voice, but losing the time slot to CBS's NCIS, according to Nielsen's overnight ratings. The Roseanne-less Roseanne fell 35% shy of its predecessor series' massive spring 2018 return, but it beat the season finale. So wherever Roseanne is now, you know she's having a good laugh. Orlando Brown is finally getting the help he needs thanks to friends who never gave up on him and staged an intervention to get him into a rehab facility. Yeah, Orlando's friend Danny Boy, the owner of a Vegas restaurant that the That's So Raven star broke into last month, contacted Wendy Wheaton and Tom Redd, Hollywood producers with contacts in the rehab world. Good luck! Tara Reid's behavior got her grounded, at least temporarily. The Sharknado actress, 42, was removed from a Delta flight leaving Los Angeles bound for New York. According to cell phone video, a flight attendant can be seen talking to Reid, who's then escorted off the plane with a small dog in tow. The flight re-departed after a short delay. "Idiot," said her dog. Hugh Hefner's personal Playboy collections and fashion pieces could be yours. On November 30th, Julian's auctions will open bidding in Beverly Hills at the Standard Oil Building or online. Hefner died in 2017 at age 91. All proceeds will go to the Hugh M. Hefner Foundation, supporting First Amendment rights and rational sex and drug policies. Boy, if his carpets could talk. Nick Cannon's getting a warm welcome at Fox for his new late-night TV show, and so is his turban. Nick will rock his headgear without pushback from the network. That wasn't the case in the last part of his 10-year run as host of America's Got Talent on NBC. The network didn't like his look on AGT, and that caused him to leave the show. Now he's got a new gig with the turban. Lucky us. Rapper Yella Beezy has been hospitalized after being shot while driving on a highway in Texas. Yep, the rapper was driving in suburban Dallas when someone in a vehicle pulled up next to him and opened fire. He was struck 3 times. Yella Beezy opened for Beyonce and Jay-Z when their tour stopped near Dallas in September. Well, now he's got more street cred. Funny how that works. Fleetwood Mac will fight a lawsuit filed by Lindsey Buckingham for kicking him off the band's new tour. Band spokesperson Kristen Foster says, quote, "Fleetwood Mac looks forward to their day in court," unquote. The guitarist and songwriter is seeking his share of tour income because he says he still wants and is able to perform. He says he's owed $12 million. Guess they weren't kidding when they sang Go Your Own Way. K-pop band BTS has dominated the charts, filled arenas, snagged awards, and the cover of Time magazine. Now they've set to rule the big screen and will make their cinematic debut with Burn the Stage, the movie. It's set for a limited release November 15th and will capture the band's meteoric rise, taking an intimate look at their sold-out The Wings Tour 2017. How exciting! Amy Winehouse's family has signed a deal to executive produce a biopic about the late singer who died in 2011. Monumental Pictures will produce the film, while Kinky Boots writer Jeff Dean will write the screenplay. Production is set to start in 2019. Proceeds from the film will benefit the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which works to prevent the effects of alcohol and drug misuse. Well, that's good. Teresa Giudice is freaking out after her husband Joe was ordered to be deported to Italy after being released from prison. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star posted a picture on Instagram of the Statue of Liberty with her head in her hands crying. Joe was sentenced to 41 months in jail back in 2014 after being charged with fraud. Yep. Say arrivederci, Joe. Has been. Lisa Marie Presley's battle with ex-husband Michael Lockwood continues. Presley, 50, filed documents last week requesting primary physical custody of their 10-year-old twin daughters. The girls were under protective custody by the Department of Child and Family Services as part of a dependency court order that has since expired. Yep, idiots! The Trash Bin. The Festival from Hell has resulted in its organizer going to jail. The 2017 Fire Festival in the Bahamas was the ultimate example of everything that could go wrong with a musical event. Promoter Billy McFarland has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. McFarland's lawyer argued that his client suffered from untreated mental illness, but the judge didn't buy it. Thieving idiot!
The news wrap-up.
MIT plans a college for artificial intelligence backed by $1 billion. Microsoft's Paul Allen has died from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in Seattle. He was 65. TSA is planning on expanding facial recognition on domestic flights. Jeff Bezos predicts we'll have 1 trillion humans colonized in the solar system. And the solar system said, no thanks.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Halloween had a big opening weekend, and it sits atop the box office.
The number one album.
A Star is Born soundtrack is the best-selling album for a second week.
The number one app.
What else? It's Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one book.
Killing the SS by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard is the number one nonfiction book.
Camila Cabello sure has been busy since leaving Fifth Harmony in December of 2016. It's hard to believe that it's been less than 2 years since she went solo. This year, she's been opening Taylor Swift's 2018 Reputation Stadium Tour, playing to massive audiences night after night. By the time the tour wraps up in a few weeks, she will have played 56 dates with Taylor. Wow! And despite her busy schedule, she somehow managed to record some new music. Here's Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Consequences.
Dirty tissues, trust issues, glasses on the sink, they didn't fix you. Lonely pillows and a stranger's bed, little voices in my head. Sacred caving, stop the bleeding, lost a little weight because I wasn't eating. All the songs that I can't listen to tell the truth. Loving you was young and wild and free. Loving you was cool and high and sweet. Loving you was sunshine, safe and sound, a steady place to let down my defenses. But loving you had consequences.
That was Camila Cabello with the Song of the Week. consequences. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.